And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Ever heard of an oil spill from a solar panel? How about polluted drinking water wells? Multi-ton ash spill from a solar farm? No? You'd think the benefits of solar energy and the robust solar industry created in our state would convince Duke Energy to close coal plants and put more into solar? Or the legislature to give up on the non-existent fracking industry or the governor to abandon offshore oil? But no. When environmentalists convinced the Democrats then in charge of the legislature to require power companies to derive up to 7% of their energy from solar, wind, or animal waste by next year, and increase to 21% by 2020, no one predicted what would happen. While animal waste has not proved feasible, and wind power proved to be a years-long process, solar took off. Our solar industry is the fourth fastest growing in the country, employing tens of thousands. Homeowners, governments, businesses, and organizations have taken advantage of the solar tax credits provided by the state. 11 of the biggest corporations in North Carolina have asked the legislature to improve the way solar power is bought and sold so they can install solar on their buildings to reduce their energy costs. That attracted the attention of House Republicans, who included it in their budget. But while Duke Power has purchased large quantities of solar power, they are now holding back. One of their former employees who got elected to the legislature has introduced a bill to stop the required increase. He says it is a subsidy to one special interest group that other energy suppliers don't receive. He doesn't know the facts. Oil and gas is heavily subsidized by us taxpayers. Think Koch brothers Halliburton. The former CEO of Duke Energy came out in support of the mandate, saying solar is the future. He says Duke is missing the train as it takes off and urges them to step up and support the requirements. Enter a rich donor who announced he is withholding a $25,000 pledge to the House Republicans because of the solar tax credit in the budget. So, never thought I would say it, but congratulations to the Republicans. This is a chance for them to show they really do care about creating jobs. Let's see if they win this round. And of course, we all win if they do. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.